Welcome aboard into Monday Night. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you are with us for the program tonight. The name of the show, The Midnight Rider. I am he. It's Monday night, the 6th of August, 2007. Open lines tonight. And I decided to do an open lines show tonight because of this, a bunch of different things. And I talked about it on my afternoon show earlier today. And I kind of wanted to kind of expand on it tonight. We are at a dangerous crossroads. You've got the Senate and the House both bringing about censure legislation against Bush, Cheney, and Alberto Gonzalez, which means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. But it at the same time, they pass a bill that gives this fool even more power to continue to spy on you and me. The guy's got 6 more months without any oversight, and he's already claimed that he's going to come back in September when these fools come back from their little break and grab even more power. I mean, this is absolutely incredible where we're at, where we're sitting. You know, we have these bridges collapsing in this big bridge collapse in Minnesota. We've got New Orleans; their water system is they're leaking out millions and millions of gallons of water a day. They've got raw sewage piling up in places, and they don't know where it's going. The infrastructure in this country is going to hell in a handbasket very quickly. 77,000 bridges in this country are in dire need of repair. You can go through a lot of bridges here in Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma where I live. And there's a lot of bridges. It's scary to go across them. And I've heard from other people around the country where they're saying that some of the bridges they cross on a daily basis sway back and forth like they're a rope bridge. And they feel like they're taking their lives in their hands every time they go across it. And but yet we're continuing to give this guy more power. We've got a Congress that continues to give him money to fight a war we can't win. It's a 21st century Vietnam. You know, initially they talked about winning the hearts and minds. Well, you darn sure didn't do a very good job of that. Every construction project that we've got going in Iraq has been shoddy work. They're using nearly slave labor to build the American embassy there. They're not employing Iraqis. So Iraqis are out of work. They have no water, no electricity. It's like 117 during the freaking day there. And you wonder why they're a little mad. And why they're starting to take up weapons and they're starting to shoot back at us. We did such a grand job of liberating the country. Here's what freedom's like, folks. And it was the same thing in Russia. You know, here's Russia. They liberate themselves, and all of a sudden people are going, we kind of like the communist system. At least we were eating. And they're the same way in Iraq right now regarding Saddam. They'd lovingly take him back. It's extremely sad. I mean, here's a guy that sat and just tortured people. His sons were sadists. I mean, if you've seen the video of some of the stuff that their sons did, the fact that they'd see a guy's wife and they'd want him and they'd rape her and kill him in the process just because they could. And you have people that willingly go back to that type of a system so they can eat. Well, that's a freedom agenda for you. Back with more, plus your calls here on The Midnight Rider.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stuck. stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come back to the show when you're playing hits like that, because you just want a boogie.
You were dancing.
I was dancing in here, having a good time with a little bit of the Gap Band. Okay, what year was that? That was like 1982. Matter of fact, I almost got fired at a radio station. 1984. I almost got fired at a radio station in Waco, Texas, for playing that song in the middle of the night. I'll tell you how long ago that was. FM 100 in Waco, Texas. Eventually, I did get fired from there.
I was going to say, you did get fired from there.
Matter of fact, I did. It wasn't long. It wasn't long. I ought to be 18 again.
On the air from there?
No, I was fired a number of places, though. But I was always told if you were in radio and you don't get fired at least a half dozen or a dozen times, you're not any good. So I must have been pretty good because I got fired a lot. A lot of it was because I was 18 or 19 years old and I had a big mouth.
And you thought you knew everything.
I thought I knew everything. And I wasn't afraid to tell people.
And you thought you were the bomb.
I thought I was the bomb. That's right. And they ended up dropping a bomb on me. So play on words. 800-313-9443. Is the number. My website is midnightridershow.com, midnightridershow.com. and there's an email link there. I got a nice email tonight from John that basically, you know, says, man, what you're doing inspires me to get out and do more. And then I got to tell you, that means more to me than anything. Just to have somebody say, hey, man, you're inspiring me to do something. It's absolutely huge.
And today, it could not have come at a better time.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not feeling good today. I'm in the middle of my twice-a-year bug. I've got the inner food going, but I get this thing twice a year.
And you get sick.
And I get nailed. And I'm sitting here like I broke out in a sweat and everything, but I'm doing the show because I feel like I need to be here.
Well, and you've got to because we're going on a vacation.
Yeah, we're
going to
see. This is, by the way, everybody who doesn't know who this is my wife, Kimberly. Who's joining us in the studio here. And Kimberly joins us from time to time. Actually, we're going to take Friday night off and go to a nice little cabin around one of the lakes here in the state. And, yeah. Oh, they're playing country now. FM 100 is playing country now.
Really?
It's WACO 100 online. Texas, number one country about rock.
Well, you know, somebody said to me, my goodness, you're taking a lot of vacations. And I said, you know, for 8 years, we went nowhere.
No, we didn't go anywhere. So
we've had over 30 special needs mm-hmm. kids in our home.
Yeah.
I've worked 18-hour days. It hadn't been able to happen. And this summer, you and I got away alone for 24 hours.
That was the first time that had happened in 7 years.
In
it was a
7 years. And when we say alone, folks, the only time we have been out to eat by ourselves in 7 years was
funerals.
When my grandmother died. And it was for 4 hours we had a babysitter.
Yeah. So
four hours. And we went to Branson this summer for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're taking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back Monday.
Right.
And we're taking the kids to the lake. Our kids have never been to a lake. They've never been to a campfire. They've never done...
But they're fixing to.
Yep.
We're gonna toast some weenies and all kinds of good stuff. But, no, as a matter of fact, when we went to Branson, John Stadmiller and people from RBN were trying to get a hold of me, and somebody hid my cell phone for 4 days, and I couldn't find it. And
I
get back, and there's all these voicemails. Call us, please. Call us, please. Call us, please. And so I get a hold of John Stadmiller, and he's sitting outside of a grocery store. His ice cream's melting, and he's talking to me in the parking lot. Finally, he says, can I let you go? My ice cream's about to melt. And I'm pretty sure he had Bluebell. So I, you know, wanted to make sure that he got home with the ice cream intact. And you want to call him, oh, yeah, I'm sure that they remember me.
Who?
The people at in Waco there. But, no, I worked at both stations there, both the FM and the AM. The time the FM was the... was an adult contemporary station. The AM was country. I was the only one there who knew country. So I shifted back and forth between both of them. And but, okay, back into this infrastructure and things. And how all this ties in with FISA and all of this. This was kind of set me off earlier today. My problem was I came in here too darn early and started looking at news. I got in here about 10 o'clock this morning and started digging through story after story. And it just really kind of set me off. And because you see the whole plan starting to emerge and come into clear focus. I mean, we've been talking about, you know, how you know, you have a piece here and a piece there. But now all the pieces are starting to come together. And you can't deny what's going on. I mean, there's just no way in the world to deny what's fixing to happen here to this country. The destruction of this country if these people have their way. I personally am going to do everything I can to stop it. I hope you're feeling exactly the same way. And I know most of you are. And if you're new to this and you're just tuning in...
Get angry.
Get mad. If you're not pissed off, then you just need to wake up because it's time to get that way. Let's run to the phone quickly. Greg in British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Hey, how's it going? It's Luger calling. I used to call your old show a little bit.
Hey, Luger, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I don't know. I'm just phoning in to say welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've called in here a bunch of times, and I don't know. I've noticed something kind of a virulent strain of real infighting last week or so, like on forums and chat rooms, and I just want to say to everybody, whatever you think's a big deal, when it comes to research or whatever, is not a big deal, and people who are doing activism will continue to do activism, and people who infight and debate the minutiae will continue to debate the minutiae. I mean, just ignore
them. In many ways, Luger, what happens, in my opinion, is the research becomes a religion in itself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And the theories become more worthwhile to these people than the outcome.
Yeah, someone's just got to be shaking people out of this and just say, look, this is the natural outgrowth of people getting handed information that they weren't prepared for, no context, and, people should just ignore all this crap. That's all I really got to say.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. The problem is since so much of what was done on the Internet, Luger, is virtual, you can't take somebody out back and jerk a knot in their head.
Yeah.
And give them an attitude adjustment. And that's the hard thing about it, because there's so many people that you want to do that to. And because it just, I understand that if we don't approach this from love and try to take our country back because we love it and we love our families, we're going to lose. It has to be through love. It can't be because of a devotion to a theory or a certain set of results that somebody has through their investigation. It's the fact we know these people want to kill us. I mean, their own documents, their own actions show that they want to kill us and they want to destroy this country. And it's the fact that I love my family, that I love my kids, I love the friends in my area, that I want to see this country saved so they are saved. Because if we don't work together and we don't come together in love, then we're doomed. These people will win. And the infighting, all that does is try to, push people apart. And it makes you wonder when it's go time, and that seems to be about where we're at, if a lot of this infighting may not be planned.
Yep.
I don't know,
yeah. Anyway, man, have a good show.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. You just don't know. Is it planned? Is it, we're going to fuss and fight and argue about over every stinking issue that comes down the pike. Quite honestly, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, the fussing and the fighting. I've stopped all. I just don't deal with it anymore. I'm an admin at a couple of forums around the internet. I don't go there anymore because of this. I don't have time for the negativity. I mean, I get enough of the negativity just looking at all this news and information. I've got a stack sitting next to me that's 3 inches thick, just from the last 10 days of articles and stuff I pulled. Every month, no kidding, I can pull out of here probably something close to a foot high of articles and file them away from the last month
that
I didn't get to. The stuff I got to goes in another pile. I mean, that's the thing about it. There is so much information, so much going on, that a lot of times I'll be sitting here ranting and raving, and I'll actually mention things out of pieces of articles, but I'll never get to the article because there's just too much information out there. We could literally go for 6-7 hours a day, one person at a time, just sitting here and not run out of material to talk about. I mean, and then you find out more and more stuff. I'm looking forward to the possibility of having somebody on the show either this week or next to talk about the fact that they believe that a lot of autism, cerebral palsy, and things are occurring because they're clamping the umbilical cords too early.
Really?
And the placenta is not being able to transfer all the blood from the placenta back to the baby, and so the baby is basically deprived of blood and oxygen and that type of thing. Huge, huge information. Hope to have her on. Her name's Donna Young, and we're going to finalize all that. There's more coming up. You're listening to The Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443 is our number. Back in a minute.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
One thing I forgot to mention earlier is we've got a chat room open at themidnightwritershow.com. Just click on the live chat link. That'll take you there. Just type in a name and boom, you're cooking with Crisco. And you can join the chat there. And a lot of like-minded individuals there that you can share the conversation with and enjoy the program with. But glad you're here tonight on The Midnight Writer. Y'all choked up over there?
Sorry.
Okay. So we're here every Monday through Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time, and I'm glad. I'm just tickled to be here. That's the thing. I just like doing this. I hate the news that I report. I mean, I hate it. But talking and spending time with you folks, I enjoy it. I mean, I just enjoy the heck out of it.
You've met some neat
people. Yeah, I have met some really, really neat people. and both in person and on the telephone and through email, you know, in the last year, it's been an experience that I would not ever trade. You know, we were talking about my radio career earlier. That spanned 12 years in mainstream radio. I wouldn't trade a day of that for a year of this. I've gotten more satisfaction out of doing this than anything I've ever done before. And, you know, there's a desire to do it every day, even when you're feeling just deep down dog tired, or you're not feeling good, and you're just here, and you're ready to go. Turn it on, and let's get busy. After the bottom of the hour, we're gonna play you a clip of a guy named Jim Cramer, who was on CNBC today. And this all goes into this, and I'll start kind of pulling this all together here in the next half hour about our infrastructure, the stock market, our food supply is in danger. And this guy is evidently in the fixed income markets and has been some kind of, you know, guy on CNBC to say go out and buy stock, just like Neil Cavuto and them do on Fox, so they can run another Smith Barney ad. Talking about how great and grand the market is. Well, this guy just came on Hinge today and starts hollering and screaming about how Ben Bernanke is asleep. And, of course, Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, thing is, they're not asleep. That's the thing that, you know, with the dollar where it's at and the situation we find ourselves in economically, these guys aren't asleep. This is all by design. And this is just, you know, they're running the plan out. And most people haven't caught on, and I'm just kind of surprised this guy hasn't. I just think he's upset because he's losing his shirt. And but then again, you know, regardless of what's happening to him, if they're willing to stand up and say something, it's worth it. But we'll play that clip after the bottom of the hour. Really interesting. This guy goes freaking insane. I mean, I thought this guy was going to have an aneurysm right there on the CNBC set. I mean, it was that bad. And the host there tries to, you know, calm him down and bring him down and everything, but man, it was like, whoa! This guy was like lit up. It was like somebody took a cattle prod to him or tasered him, one of the two. And he had a fire lit up in his rear end like you could not believe. Talking about how they need to do something to the dollar, the interest rates, and all that. But the problem is, you make any adjustments to the interest rates, and this dollar comes crashing down. I mean, it's already low. I think we're near parity with the Canadian dollar. But, of course, all of this is by design to bring about this North American Union. The only way that you can get this North American Union to be established and a single currency a la the Amero is you've got to destroy – either you've got to lift up the Mexican economy, which doing that is doubtful, or you've got to destroy the economies of Canada and the United States, which is easier to do than build up the economy of Mexico. And so the plan is in, and the die is being cast right now to blow up the economy and bring about either a huge recession or a depression. In my opinion, it's going to be a depression. It's going to make 1929 seem like Sunday school or an ice cream social. And I don't think people are even going to be nearly as ready as the folks in 1929 are, because people aren't self-sufficient now. Everybody relies on the grocery store. Nobody grows any of their own food, nothing. So, I mean, when the bottom drops out and unemployment numbers are out, they say it's up to 4.6%, but you might as well just go ahead and double that. Bob Chapman with the International Forecaster says that we're about 11% inflation. And, you know, so, I mean, we're there. And all this is being cast. So we're gonna play the cut of this guy when we come back and listen to the desperation in this guy. This shows you, this will show you right here how bad it's about to get. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Something deep inside is dying. I try to understand my cries. There's nothing here that really matters.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. Okay, this clip. This guy, Joe Kramer. CNBC talking head basically just loses it. I mean, just goes freaking nuts. And here's a clip. It runs about 5.5 minutes. And listen to this, but you'll see the angst these people are going through because they know that the party's all over.
Everything sort of starts out down a little bit, but nothing right to worry about. Ah, boring summer fight. Almost, you know, right, a day we haven't had in a long time. Right. Just not exciting. Then all of a sudden S&P says, ooh, we're worried about bear.
Right.
Bear goes down. Market goes down. And then all of a sudden things kind of calm down. Bear comes out and
right
says, hey, we're okay, guys. We're okay. Everything's fine. Bear goes back up to neutral. Market's only down 20.
Right.
Then bear comes out and says, oh, worst bond market in 22 years.
Yeah.
And that's where we are right now. And the market's down 100 points.
Memo
how
the
do
bear
you trade
Stern
this?
Memo to Bear Stearns. You got to adopt a Henry Ford attitude here, which is never explain, never complain. And they didn't do that. You keep your mouth shut during this period. You don't say a thing. because you're going to say something that people don't like.
But then we complain and we say, hey, come on, guys,
keep your mouth shut.
Come out here and talk about your exposure.
No, you speak softly and you wait to that level where you think the shorts have overdone the stock, and then you do what Dick Fold did in 1998. You pick up the phone to guys like me and you say, 32 bid, 1 million, and then you get whacked, and you come back and say, 31 bid for 2 million. They're not doing that. That just, that inspires more fear. I don't want to create fear. I like Bear Stearns very much, but I think that at this stage, this is not a good call. They shouldn't have done it, and they should have just said, you know what? We're doing well, and don't say another thing. Just don't say it, because it does not... It does not inspire confidence to have 10 headlines coming over about what to do. I don't like it.
All right, I hear you. Now, I still, though, you know, when we said,
and then,
hey,
look, the Dow can rally. We've seen the Dow rally.
No, I know. I'm not even, but I mean, it's just interesting, this bigger...
Well, this is about Bernanke. This is about Bernanke. He has to be on that call. Forget the investors. The investors are going to do... If Bernanke
Bernanke
needs to open the discount window. That's how bad things are out there. Bernanke needs to focus on this. Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raised the rate 17 times, and Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing.
Kramer.
I have not seen it like this since I went 5 bid for a 500,000 shares of Citigroup, and I got hit in 1990. This is a different kind of market, and the Fed is asleep.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Well, Bill Poole is a shame. He's shameful.
Hold on. I know
he
you're passionate.
He ought to go and read the accredited home document. At least I read the darn thing.
Hold on. I know you're passionate, and I hear you. But at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is, yes, there's certain types of mortgages that aren't available. There are
you can't get a darn loan if you're rich like me.
But Kramer, if he did what you said, which seems to me from the way
cut the rate. Open the discount window.
Okay,
cut the rate.
If he comes
out next week
and cuts rates.
Relieve the pressure.
You're going to have, that's going to cause Armageddon.
No, we have Armageddon. I wouldn't try to cause it. We have Armageddon. In the fixed income markets, we have Armageddon.
No, but that's not
what
they
say.
We
have Armageddon.
They say, even when I've talked to a couple banks,
they don't say
it's Armageddon.
Well,
they say it's repricing. They're very firm about that.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let them be calm and then have them call me on the way home like they do every night and tell me, Kramer, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to help us? Are you going to help us? Are you going to stand on the sideline like everybody else and say that it's fine? Will somebody come on TV and tell the truth about how bad it is?
But a lot of people say, these same people say, it's not Ben Bernanke and the rate that matters. The bond market
is completely separate from the rate. It's entirely the rate. Look, we'll spend billions in Iraq to build homes. We are going to have thousands of people. We have thousands of people losing their homes right now. 14 million people took a mortgage in the last 3 years. 7 million of them took teaser rates or took piggyback rates. Mm-hmm. They will lose their homes. This is crazy.
Yes.
I am sorry to be upset about it, but you have to understand what they're saying to me off the record before I come in here every night and every day, and what I hear from these blowhard managers who act like, call someone for heaven's sake. Go call someone. I worked at fixed income at Goldman Sachs. This is not the time to be complacent.
All right.
Sometimes I wish I didn't know anybody so I could just sit here and say, you know what? Just go buy some Washington Mutual and take that yield. Unfortunately, I know too many people, and I'm too darn old.
You are 62.
I've been around for too long. I mean, look, I got to tell you. He has got to listen to this. He's got to call somebody. Bernanke has to call someone.
He is.
He's just sitting there. They're not calling anybody.
Okay.
And Bill Poole? Bill Poole?
I know what you
Bill
think of Bill Poole.
Listen to me. There was a president by the name of Hoover, okay? And no one thinks much of him now. The great engineer.
And a quick reminder, all the recommendations...
All right, yeah. So there we go. Brother Joe there going crazy. And look, it's because Brother Kramer here knows that the good times are over. You've rode the rail. And it's all going to fall apart. Drop the rates. They can't. They can't try to bail out the housing market because anything they do to make any changes causes the dollar to go bye-bye, and it's not time for the dollar to go bye-bye yet. Not yet. It's coming. But not yet. They're going to do everything they can to hold on to it for as long as possible before bringing about this Amero. Because, again, we've got to blow this economy apart before the Amero comes out. Because you can't value the currency among three different economies. It's just not going to work. That's why the value of the peso is coming up. The value of the Canadian dollar is at near parity with the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar continues to fall. We're all bringing it together. So we're all being set up. We've been set up. And now, take it one step further, article I come across today says they're going for $100 a barrel oil. Not because the market dictates, but because they can. As people get out of the home loan game and start looking for other things to invest in, they're going to invest in the oil futures. And so they're going to drive the price right on up to $100. Now, what's that going to do to gas prices? It's going to sail them up over $4 a gallon. It's going to drive the cost of goods in this country sky high. Because you have to remember, everything that goes to your local store, for the most part, comes in on a truck. And those diesel prices are going to rise too. And you've got enough of these independent operators right now that are barely hanging on. Oh, but to the rescue will come all these Mexican trucks that we'll let across the border because we'll push all these independent truckers out. And they'll haul the goods for next to nothing. But still, the fuels are going to be a finite cost for these guys. And regardless of whether it's Mexican or U.S. truckers, the cost of the goods is still going to rise. And your dollar's already buying less. Now, if you're flipping by here and you're tuned into this tonight, you're going, what in the world are you talking about? Look, our infrastructure in this country has been virtually the same for over 100 years. The technology that we get around in our vehicles, 100-year-old technology. Oh, yeah, we've got fuel injection and all that kind of stuff. Still the internal combustion engine, 100-year-old technology. Electricity in our homes, 1880s, Nikola Tesla perfects the AC generator. 120-year-old technology. Your air conditioning, 150-year-old. Your toilet, well, Brother Crapper made that back in the 1800s as well. The central plumbing, that technology is centuries old. Just the materials are different. So we get our power. We drive our vehicles exactly the same way that we have been for 100 years. There's been no attempt to try to change it. You have administration after administration who comes in and says, we're going to try to reduce the dependence on foreign oil. Never happens. Never happens. Why? Because there's just too darn much money to be made. Too much power to be had. Why do you think we're in Iraq? We're not there because of terrorism. We're there to secure the resources, and not to put the resources on the market, but to hold them. Iraq's already pumping 2 million barrels a day. Have been since last June. Article from last year said their oil ministers claim that they'll be pumping more than Saudi Arabia here in the next few years. And we sit and say that we're all worried about a terrorist threat, about this and about that. You know, hey, look. reduce the dependence on foreign oil or eliminate it by coming up with our own technology or going back to something like hemp, and you send these people back to the Stone Age overnight. No more worries, no more problem, no more war on terror. Because there's no more money flowing. Oh, but a lot of that makes sense. I mean, there's farmers in North Dakota that are trying to get licenses and permits to grow industrial hemp. And they're meeting with resistance, even though the state of North Dakota has told them they can do it. They have to get a permit from the DEA, where the DEA knows full well that industrial hemp is not going to get you high. Oh, but they're just enforcing the law.
Look at the native tribe that tried to...
Yeah, same thing with the native tribe. I mean, you know, they're trying this, they won't let them happen.
Their own land, and they should be sovereign.
Yeah, you know, hemp is... I think we'll make over 30,000 products. 30,000! 30,000 different products. And we've got hemp products coming into this country today, but they're coming from other countries where it's legal to grow it. What's funny is in the 30s, they banned hemp because it was the wacky weed. But as soon as World War II comes along, oh, we got to have that hemp back. We need ropes. We need tires. And they actually encouraged farmers to grow it and then outlawed it again after World War II.
Yeah, because it didn't serve a purpose.
So you demonize a product that something that has no medicinal value, quote-unquote. And there's farmers that are struggling all over this country. This would be a way where they could stay in business.
But they don't want them to stay.
That's the idea. They don't want them to stay in business. They want total control of the food supply. Everything. We get companies like Monsanto who scream because a dairy will say that their milk is organic. Because Monsanto can't say it because they hype all their stuff up with genetically modified corn and feeds, and they fill them full of hormones, and they're upset because, well, it might hurt our business because they say that their milk is healthier than ours. Well, it is. I mean, who wants their daughters running around with all these hormones like estrogen and stuff hitting puberty at 9 and 10 years old? Nobody wants that.
Well, I was totally amazed. I am, as you know, I've been looking for more business ventures, right?
Right.
So I was on some websites the other day, and I saw 13 poultry ranches for sale.
Right.
I saw 6 fisheries, commercial fisheries for sale. I saw 5 vineyards. And I'm 2 blueberry farms up in Oregon. I was totally amazed. There was an olive oil orchard for sale out in California. These are way people make money, and I'm sitting here reading all this thinking, why are they selling? Well, it's because of everything that's happening. All the new restrictions.
They tag all your animals.
Exactly. And I'm sitting there looking at this, and this one farm that is for sale had just gotten recertified through Tyson. That's huge contracts for those people. And they were certified organic, which is even better way to raise the chickens and stuff. I was just amazed that they were all for sale. And you and I, whenever we went on vacation the first time, we went by all those poultry farms.
Oh, that and all the corporate corn farming and stuff that's going on. I mean, it was absolutely incredible.
I mean, I was telling you the other night, I was so amazed at all of the vegetable farms,
right,
and everything for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish farms, there's one down in Mississippi. They have 88 ponds.
Wow.
They grow over 5 million catfish a year.
Wow.
And it's for sale for $300,000. Now, what is wrong with that?
Then I don't know.
You know, and you're sitting there going, whoa, something must be happening somewhere. That's what it tells you. When you've got this many businesses, mm-hmm, that deal with vegetables and livestock for sale.
Right.
I mean, because it was huge.
Right, but it just goes to show that, yeah, they don't want these people to have control over their lives, over what they sell, the products they raise. Because, again, that goes against the whole plan. We want total control. We want to be able to feed you junk.
Well, not only that, but some of these farmers, in order to sell their stuff, their farms, they had listed their P&L, their profit and loss statements. They're not losing money.
No.
So why are they selling? Because of the regulations and the this yeah. and the that. And dairy farms, there were 10 dairy farms all across the U.S. for sale.
Wow.
Yeah. And cheap. I mean cheap. And you're sitting there thinking, why? I mean, yeah. 86 catfish ponds, that's huge.
But the whole aim is to run the family farm out of business. That's the whole aim right there. Well, get rid of them, get them all gone.
But see, I didn't realize, I mean, as you know, I'm kind of the naysayer, but I didn't realize that it was so evident so quickly.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Like the seeds of the Isle of the Clock.
Back of the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join the program tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we would be more than happy to have you join us. And also the chat room open. Just go to MidnightRiderShow.com. Click on the chat link, and you're there. Also, email address is there for you to drop us a note. As I mentioned earlier, I got a nice note from John. And it just does it. Makes your day when you get a nice one, nice email, or any type of email from folks that are listening. It lets you know that they're out there, and it makes it well worthwhile. I want to say hello to everybody listening on micro-broadcast FM stations across the country, wherever you might be. Thank you for tuning into the program tonight. Glad you are with us. And these stations are a vital part of what we do. And a big piece of getting the word out. It's important that these stations stay up. If you know the guy who runs the one in your area, go drop a 20 in his pocket and tell him thank you. So they can keep it up, keep the lights on, and that kind of thing. Because mainly with the micro-broadcast FM, you've got the internet cost, and you've got the maybe a satellite cost and electricity. And that electricity can get expensive. So if you get somebody in your area that's running one and you know them, help them out. Because it's a labor of love. It's somebody's way of being active and helping to spread the word and educate people, and it's huge. And these things can have quite an effect on their area. We had one here in Oklahoma City. We've had technical problems with it, and it's been down. And I miss it. I mean, I really miss it. I can't wait till it gets back up. And because, I mean, not to be able to hear, you know, regular programs and stuff when you're out and about in the car, it just makes it really tough. You don't want to leave. I mean, because who wants to sit and listen to, you know, Vanity and Mr. Viagra and OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh? I mean, I don't. So they're very important, and it's important that you support them, along with networks like RBN. You go to republicbroadcasting.org, make a donation there. Help support the sponsors. That's a key thing. Visit their websites. Check out their products. Yeah, that's the thing. The products are pertinent to what we're talking about, to your health and your survival and safety. You know, and that's a big thing. I mean, it's huge right now. That you get dialed into that, and you find out what's going on. Look, forewarned is forearmed. The more knowledge you have, the more power you have to make good decisions. And that's an important thing, is just to be able to make those decisions that you have that's good for you and your family, and that you're well aware of things. I mean, how many people would have ever believed that we're going for $100 a barrel of oil? Nobody would have thought of that. When there are solutions right at our fingertips to change that, to eliminate a total dependence on oil. I mean, hemp will do it all. It'll fuel the car. It'll make oil for our vehicles. It's a food product. It can be used for clothing, plastics. Everything that oil does right now, hemp will do. It'll make paper. So we're not knocking down more trees. That way the people who don't like global warming, no more CO2 going out, because the trees will be there to suck it all up. Back in a minute on the other side with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true.